Okay, let's see. Our speaker Lonnie will now share her experience for 20 minutes on Are You Willing to Have God Take You to Better Things? Go ahead, Lonnie.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, everybody, for being here. So let me start with a prayer here. God, please be with me so that I can be with me, so that I can be with them. Please help me to remember my third step decision. And please help me know that I am safe and protected and that it is safe to feel safe and protected. So I'm Lonnie. I am an addict. And I say that I'm drugs, alcohol, food, relationships, men, anything to blur out the consciousness of my intolerable situation the best I can. And, it's been a long time since I've had a substance or even a behavior wrapped around my throat, but I just want to say that I am an alcoholic of, I am a serious alcoholic, and that I have choices, and my choices are jails, institutions, and death, or a spiritual solution. And I've had jails, institutions, and obviously not real death, but emotional and spiritual death. And that's what's out there for me. So it's important for me to work a program and to show up and to say yes. And so I've been in recovery since 1984, and I share that. I don't know what I was doing in the rooms other than going to meetings, reading the book, praying a lot, talking to other people. I don't know, whatever mainstream AA around here does. And it reached an OA, and it reached the point where all the middle of the road solutions were not working for me, and I ended up getting run over in the middle of the road. I was just laughing about that with Judith. And it brought me back. Fortunately, I came back, and I knew that I had childhood trauma that would continue to take me out. And at the time, I just didn't know quite what to do about that. I had gone to ACA in the early 80s at the beginning of being clean and sober, and I could not stay clean and sober and abstinent, and all that trauma there. And I've had a lot of discovery and no recovery, basically no recovery. And at that time, that's the ACA that was there for me. So, I ended up coming back in the rooms and going to Al-Anon and going through the steps in Al-Anon and just knowing that I was living life as if I was in a combat zone. And then I found BBA. And BBA, just for the first time, I started to understand the big book. And I went through BBA with drugs and alcohol. I went through it with food. I went through it with chaos and control. And I still, I work my butt off. And I do believe that every part of my recovery has led me to the next part. And so I really don't want to downplay anything. But I'm a good girl. And it says, okay, so we have the big book, and I'm full of fear, wake up in fear, wake up, just come up, get out of bed, and then it starts. What do you need to do in order to, not have this happen? And just, I know that's the obsessing and all of that, but, for me, there was needed to be more to understand more and, doing the fear prayers and doing fear inventory and just doing self, 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 self. And so, it just kept leading me forward. But that persistent fear and resentment, and usually the resentment at myself. I get mad at somebody, but most of all, I was mad at myself. So those critical voices inside, that stuff that I couldn't get rid of. So I was fortunate enough, just to be led to another 12th, big book process. And in that process, I went through that process twice, and it's BBA. And maybe from a little bit of a different slant, but basically the same people, the same everything. And so I went into my fourth and fifth step, and I had situations from my childhood that I'd looked at in therapy, and I'd looked at in other inventories and all, but for some reason this time, I'll give an example. I grew up in a family where my mother was my main abuser. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic father and a mentally ill mother. And I had two sisters, and my mother would constantly play me against them and tear me down. And so relationships with women, I go into a room like this and, just not be able to think, feeling like I'm the outside, not a part of, just not being able to stop that and stop the voices in my head. And, in ACA, I learned that I'm powerless over the effects of what I grew up with. And so to come to turn to see, okay, so to do an inventory and to see that I have a resentment at certain types of women, always. So I'll come in a room and it's like, I have just like, I remember doing a fifth step with a sponsor, probably my first BBA fifth step, and she would laugh, and she would say, "Don't tell me, opinionated, bossy, know-it-all." It was just that. It was like, so go into a room, pick the person that is going to be the person that is that one, and focus on that person and that being a way that I can protect myself. And then going through this four step and seeing how I had women in my life today, and then I had women in my life 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and then going back to like 5 years old and being beaten up by the girls in the neighborhood, being at home where I was the odd person out. And so then coming forward again with the same thing and seeing how, oh my gosh, it happened in the first grade, two girls and me, and there it is again. And it happened in high school, and it happened in my 20s, and it happened here. And just realizing that self-fulfilling prophecy, and how, maybe it has something to do with me. Maybe it's not actually them that are doing it. Maybe it has something to do with something that I'm doing. So I went through this process, and I remember hearing, some of you might need other programs. And I knew at the end of this process that I needed to return to ACA, because that that persistent. And it's interesting because I heard adult child, and from ages ago, I heard that and I thought, okay, I'm an adult and I was the child of an alcoholic. And now I know that it's because, I'm an adult, and when I'm triggered, when I'm scared, I resort to that stage. I resort to a child, and I resort to my childish beliefs and my childish coping strategies, and that they say I really never grew up. I grew up, I'm really competent, I had a career, but I never really grew up in the ability to have a true self that was the one that was leading the show rather than all these little parts of me. So I say I said that the topic of this was, are you willing to have God take you to better things? And so in this process of going through the steps and going into step 6 and 7, and having somebody ask me to look at the cost benefit, what all of this has cost me in my life and how it's benefiting me. And so, I could say the benefit is I'm safe. I can put on a front. I can whatever. I can feel like I'm safe. I can feel like whatever. But, cost is that I can't let love in, even if I might feel it for a moment. It doesn't last. I don't believe it's true. I continue to feel separated. And it's difficult to have long-term relationships. And so then the other thing was this winning and losing thing, was that, when I think that I'm winning, that I'm showing up and I'm like above it all, I've got it together, I'm articulate. When I can pull all of that off, I'm winning. When in reality, that separates me from this true self that God created me to be. And that, I said, help me remember my third step decision, and my decision being that I'm willing to continue on this path, that I may need to be vulnerable. I may need to cry. I may need to fall apart. For me to come here and say, I have problems with relationships. I mean, God forbid I would have said that out loud 5 years ago. I have problems with having girlfriends. God forbid I would say that. Just, pretend, put on a good face. And so the price that I pay for that, I in being brought to the end of that fourth and fifth step and going into 6, and then having someone sit in front of me and say, are you willing to have God take you to better things? And it's like in that moment, I just remember being a deer in the headlights. And the person I was sitting in front of me was just said, stop, wait a minute, stop. Right here, right now, seeing everything, seeing all of this. Are you willing in this moment? And it's like end of story, end of that part of the story. And to say yes. And so, today, the way that that looks is being committed to being awake, committed to paying attention to when the adrenaline wants to kick up. When, I mean, I'm a great dissociator. I kid around and say 80% of my life is missing. And so the commitment to remaining awake, remaining present, and to pause, to invite God in. And so in my ACA recovery, this learning to be a loving parent to all these little parts of me, and to realize that the voice that's criticizing me, the voice that's whatever, is not all of me, that there is a true self. There is a true part of me. And I believe that recovery is the return to that true self. And as so to meet those scared parts when they come up, to acknowledge them, to not tell them to shut up, to not tell them you're making me really uncomfortable, all this stuff. It sounds pretty crazy, but like talking to yourself all the time. But it has made such a difference in my recovery, in my ability to be more genuine. And the amazing thing is that the amount of anxiety and the amount of fear has just like decreased exponentially. And that's wild to me. So, trying to think if there was anything else that I wanted to share. One of the things that I thought of as I was doing this, I was remembering doing VBA and doing step 6 and 7 and listening to Dan Sherman's. He has a great recording on 6 and 7, and he talks about root and branch, and he has a great analogy with a tree that he kept chopping off the top of it, and it kept coming back. And so for me, this is just another part of that, getting at the roots. And also knowing that I have traits that are a part of having grown up with what I grew up with, and then that character defects grew out of those traits. And so, there is a person who is the on the forefront of internal family systems, and he talks about the signs of being, I guess, recovered. And it's he talks about the returning to the higher self or soul and the 8 C's. And the 8 C's are calm, clarity, confidence, curiosity, connectedness, creativity, compassion, and courage. And those are the things that I seek today. And my current day prayer, I have this current day prayer, and that is, it's so simple. It's release self-will and remember God. And so that is so helpful for me because it is so simple. And the remember God, I grew up in a family where I came out into a combat zone. And I can say that I don't know if I never knew there was a God, but remember that God has always been there. And remember that God was, is, will be, is in me, is in you, is all around us, above us, below us. So that is about my time, and I will stop there. Thank you.
Thanks, Lonnie. I'm going to turn off the recording.